Dr. Penske with a female IME on Ruby, R-U-B-Y, Hickson, H-I-C-K-S-O-N. Ruby Hickson is a 69-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-9-23 after she tripped on a ramp, an outdoor ramp going into the unit at work. But as a result, she believes she injured mostly her left side and was seen at the emergency room at St. Mary's afterwards. She did undergo numerous diagnostic studies while there that found no fractures. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery or injections. Her course of active treatment was completed approximately 10-11-23. Paragraph, as per the records supplied, Ms. Hickson was seen at St. Mary's Emergency Room on 6-9-23. Appears she was issued discharge instructions on 6-10-23. Period. Ed indicated she had CAT scans of the cervical spine, head, maxillofacial, and pelvis. She had x-rays of the left femur, left forearm, right forearm, left humerus, and right humerus. She was then seen on 6-12-23 at Concentra. They noted that in the subject event, she had no trauma, head trauma, but states her left eye is swollen and painful. She had laser surgery to the left eye on 6-6-23. She was unable to finish her shift after this fall and went to the emergency room afterwards where she had x-rays and CAT scans. Dr. Nwige, N-W-I-G-W-E, diagnosed bilateral shoulder injury, contusion of the left elbow and forearm, as well as the right elbow and forearm, strain of the neck, accidental fall, and pain in sprain of the left wrist, and pain in joint involving both pelvic regions and thighs. She was issued a cane and started on lidocaine external patch and oral diclofenac. She followed up here in conjunction with physical therapy. Medication adjustments were made. She remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI of the left hip on 8-8-23. It showed greater trochanteric bursitis adjacent to the left hip, but normal intra-articular examination of the left hip. Her last visit at Concentra was on 8-22-23. They gave an additional diagnosis of traumatic coccydynia and rib sprain. She was discharged from physical therapy and had weaned her cane with good recovery status post polytrauma. She was clear to full work activities as of that day. Physical exam. Her daughter remained present throughout the evaluation. Ms. Hickson was an adult black female who was deconditioned. She had a cane with her. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed CMC swelling bilaterally, but no atrophy or effusion. Left shoulder flexion was to 100 degrees and extension and abduction to 85 degrees. Motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Many muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right elbow flexion and extension, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands wrist elbows normal. Shoulder maneuver showed a positive near impingement. Anopheles scratch test on the left, which went negative on the right. Extremities lower. Motion of the right hip was full except for internal rotation to 30 degrees with tenderness, but no crepitus. Paired motion of the left hip as well as both knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hips and pelvis normal. Spine cervical. She flexed fully to 50 degrees and extended and side bent fully. Paired rotation right was to 60 degrees and left to 40 degrees. Paired the rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the left, using a cane in her right hand. Paired she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Paired she changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees. Paired extension was only to 10 degrees, associated with tenderness. Paired flexion as well as bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Paired supine straight leg raiser maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. He elicited only a burning sensation in the buttocks, but no low back or radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired impressions. While ascending a ramp going into work, Ruby Hickson fell on 6/9/23. Paired she was seen at St. Mary's Emergency Room, where she underwent numerous diagnostic studies that showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Paired she followed up at Concentra, who diagnosed multiple sprains and strains. Paired medications, comma, activity modifications, comma, and physical therapy were rendered. Paired she did undergo an MRI of the left hip. That was unimpressive. Period. Interestingly, when she finished treatment at Concentra on 8/22/23, she had weaned her cane and had a good recovery. Paired this belies her current presentation. Period. It also suggests an element of symptom magnification. Period. On her last, scratch that, on her visit of 8/18/23, she reported working another job 4 hours per day and thinks she can start full duty. Period on 8/22/23, she was discharged from care. Period. Clinical exam. Found no substantive abnormalities, particularly in the involved areas. Period. The paragraph, the current exam, found Ms. Hickson ambulated using a cane in her right hand with a limp on the left. Period. She changed position slowly. Period. There was decreased range of motion by the left shoulder and some impingement signs. Period. There was mild weakness and resisted left elbow flexion and extension. Period. She had very mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raiser maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the shoulders, comma, pelvis, comma, left elbow, comma, left wrist, comma, neck, comma, both lower arms, comma, or both upper legs. Period. In this event, Ms. Hickson appears to have sustained soft tissue injuries that have long since fully resolved. Period. Her symptoms are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case. Period. She has been able to resume employment. Period. And that is the end.